the conversation came about when members came together and they were wanting to promote that area's food culture, which is such a big part of that area, and it really hadn't been highlighted before. And of course, with the local food movements where you are taking farm to table, that is so popular right now across the country, and this is the perfect region that is doing that.
I think when most people think of Appalachia and the eastern part of Kentucky, food is not the number one thing that comes to your mind. So what kinds of offerings are there that would attract the tourists?
One of our biggest offerings in eastern Kentucky is Winchester, Kentucky, and that is home to the Beer Cheese Trail. Have you ever had beer cheese?
I'm not sure, but I've certainly heard of it.
Yes, well, it's delicious, and there are many different takes on it. It is a very smooth type of thick cheese. It can be spicy. It can be a little bit less spicy, but it's great on celery, crackers, a number of different things, and it's really big here in Kentucky. And in Winchester, they actually feature the trail, similar to Central Kentucky's Bourbon Trail, that has many different takes at the local restaurants on this fabulous dish that people love across Kentucky and nationwide, but Winchester's the home to that. And then, of course, we also have restaurants like Snug Hollow Farm in Irving, Kentucky, and the Blue Raven in Pikeville. And these are really great spots that maybe not a lot of people are aware of when they're driving through that eastern part of the state.
What are some of the other foods and culinary products in that part of Kentucky, the eastern part in Appalachia?
We also have a lot of where you can go and farm tours, where they're actually growing the produce that you'll see on the table in the restaurants, and that's something that not a lot of people have to offer. And so an example of this would be in Jamestown, which they have the French Valley Farms, or West Liberty, where they have Fannin's Vegetable Farm. And so that's a really great thing that you can do. And then you can go to the restaurants at night, and you can eat these amazing dishes that you saw grown that very same day. And, you know, some other restaurants might be Red River Rock House in Campton, Kentucky, or Country Girl at Heart Farm Bed and Breakfast at Munfordville. And I think the best thing about these restaurants is you really get to see the people who are not only growing the food, but cooking it. And one of the best things about Appalachia is the stories. And so when you are meeting these people, you get to hear the stories of how these restaurants came to be, and it makes it something very unique for the traveler.
The new map guide to Eastern Kentucky culinary destinations includes everything from farm-to-fork restaurants, craft breweries, and farm tours, to farmers markets and food-centric festivals and events. The map guide can be found on the Kentucky Tourism website. I'm Steve Hirschberg.